Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's head to New Zealand to catch up with the superstar, Mark Chittick from Waikato Stud. G'day, Mark. Welcome back to Giddy Up. How's things, mate?
Oh, bloody good, Hawley. Yeah, good to hear from you. Heard from the press lately, but you're the first cab off the rank and the top ranking one, so it's good to yarn to you.
You know what, mate? I'll let you go. It was like I know that Moods and yourself were thinking about what were you going to do for plan B if Luke Nolan couldn't ride? And I was looking at the field there for the TJ Smith, and J Mac wasn't booked for a ride in the for the TJ Smith, and it's a couple of weeks out now. And that only means one thing, that he had something up his sleeve, and we all know what he had up his sleeve, and it was your horse. No wonder he was holding off.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and I suppose respect to Luke as well, who's done a great job on the horse, and riding as race day is still his life, but unfortunately, he had a couple of setbacks there, and I've sort of been chipping away. I've been chipping away for a little while there, and nothing against Luke, but as we all know, we're talking, the top 1% in the sport, aren't we? When you're running in races like that, and the competition is the best that can be put together throughout Australasia, you need to tick every box. And unfortunately, as things are getting closer, Luke wasn't right. I'd spoken to J-Mac a wee while ago, and obviously we've come from the same village, so it was natural that we hoped that we could go that way.
Yeah, and he's looking forward to it. There's no doubt about that, and it's a great ride to get. How is he? He's one of the most fascinating horses that I've come across in this great game. We all know his ability. We haven't seen him for the Everest. He only had two runs last spring. We know he's so exciting, but we just have to be patient with him.
Yeah, we certainly do. And look, I think for a whole lot of reasons, Moods is, well, the whole camp's really sort of, let's, when I say looking after him, obviously it's the first time we've dealt with a horse of this ability. It's the first time we've, definitely the first time we've dealt with a gelding of this ability in racing in this sort of top level. He's only 5 years old. And regardless of how he looks and how he was born, et cetera, we're in this game for the long run. We want to look after him, and we hope we've got another 2 or 3 years up our sleeve. And to be honest, that wouldn't have mattered whether he was born like he was born, or whether he was born perfect. I suppose it would have mattered, because we wouldn't own him if he was perfect.
But
That's been the big thing, Hawley, is just, and as Moods has said somewhere, he picked up $10 million in prize money basically last year, so we'll sort of do what we want, and do the best thing for the horse,
Yeah, he's won $10.7 million. He's only had the 18 starts for 6 wins and 10 minor placings. He's had 2 runs since last year's devastating victory in the TJ Smith. When you talk to Moods, and we know Moods is a magician, one of the great trainers of all time, can he get him Will he be at his very best, 110% ready to go first up in a TJ Smith to take on a horse like Imperatrice?
Well, I suppose as a breeder and owner sitting here in New Zealand, obviously I ask those questions as well. But
and what does he tell you?
You know, it's pretty short answers with moods. I think we all know that. So I couldn't answer what he tells me because it's always sort of like, yeah, we're right.
Yeah.
We're right, mate. Yeah. You know, so look, I can't really add a lot to that, and that's in all honesty. But, you know, no one knows the task better than moods. And as you say, he is an absolute master. He's got a whole plan in place for this horse, and it kicks off next Saturday. And I suppose that, you know, like as we say, are we coming in fresh and hopefully ready, or are we is it going to lean in the way of horses that are hard fit? Who knows? We'll find out next Saturday. But yeah. I've got the utmost faith and Moose and Catherine having them spot on for the day.
It's exciting. We love the theatre of it all. And many say it's a two-horse race. At the moment, what we've seen, a few of the sprinters have dropped off who competed against I Wish I Win and in a TJ Smith, and a few that have competed against Imperatrice in Melbourne. There's no Gigi Kick. Marzu finished third in that race. He's probably not at his best. He's getting on in age. I know we had Joe Pride on this morning. Private Eye hasn't really found his best just yet. He hasn't had much luck. And think about it's going down a different path. But it's the battle of the Kiwis. Imperatrice taking on I Wish I Win. Opie taking on J-Mac. Yourself taking on Tiako Racing. It's going to be a great spectacle. Are you confident that you can defeat the mare? Are you scared of the mare, Mark?
Oh, look, I'm not scared of her. I'm not scared of her at all. Like certainly not. And I'm not saying that in a, let's say in an arrogant way. I mean, I'm just really excited and really proud, honestly, to be there. You know, to be getting back at the races after the year that we had last year. I'm just really excited, you know, win, lose or draw, you know, we'll step on to the next step, and there's another target at the end of the year, and the main aim is to go one better there as well. So there's no thought in our minds at all about going any other way to avoid Imperatrice anyway.
Have you signed a deal with Entain and Ladbrokes yet for the Everest?
No,
or
I haven't.
New Zealand? No, or the New I Zealand haven't. Tab?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't as yet. I mean, obviously, we would love to be doing the same thing, but they aren't. They aren't slot holders. They leased the slot last year. But certainly, it was a great experience last year, and I really do. I mean, they've been fantastic to work with through that, and obviously making a massive difference in our country. So it would be nice to go down the same path again, and once again go one better.
Couple of questions outside of I Wish I Win, mate. Are you looking forward to the Easter sale? We had a bit of a debate, and Sebastian Hutch will join me a little later on. We had the Captain Guy Molcaster for my Breeding Bloodstock and Banner podcast, and he reckons this Winx filly is something else. How much money do you reckon I'll need to buy her?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? I mean, really interesting. I mean, that's obviously jewel in the crown sort of stuff. I'm very surprised that she is going through a ring, and look, we've got three nice horses going over ourselves, yes. So we will be there. But certainly, look, she's a filly that we would love to have in our ownership, and love to the opportunity to race and then to breed on from. So we will be there with three horses to sell. Whether those horses make enough to buy here, I'm not sure. But we'll
so
be,
you would we'll consider it, Mark? You would consider it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, 100%. This is, you know, this game is obviously our life. It's a generational business. Waikato Stud, and it's been very good to us, and it's a great game. And you know, fillies and families like that. You know, sometimes you got to wait on them. You know, it doesn't happen straight away. Sometimes you got to wait for other other generations, et cetera, et cetera. But having fillies like that in your ownership is pretty important.
Geez, we saw a good super sass step out there the other day for young Dom Sutton for OCHA. It was purchased at the Ready to Run sale last November there in New Zealand. Geez, your super sass, you took a punt there and he's starting to make a big splash.
Yeah, it was a big punt. It was a lot of money. There was a lot of money involved, and especially in our industry, you know, things are we're working off a different canvas now than we were certainly when we purchased him. But and it hasn't been easy getting through. But certainly, you know, we just you always hope when you buy a stallion like that they leave horses that look like themselves, and he did that. And then obviously, hopefully, run like themselves. And certainly, with what we've seen so far. It's really exciting, and I haven't had a chance to look yet, but are we the Bayou this weekend, the Group 3 Bayou, is that this weekend?
I think so, yes it is, yep.
So, you know, linebacker, yep. Hopefully lines up in that, once again I haven't looked through the field, but he looked a pretty exciting horse, you know, one is only start on a unsuitable track. Trialled extremely well the other day. You know, if he can come out and win a Group 3 with it for us at this stage, you know, like it just really gets that ball rolling in the right direction. And as you say, a very impressive winner the other day, first win for that young chap. So it's all heading in the right direction, and there's certainly a good vibe around about Super Seth.
Is the filly lot 403, the Savaville out of Absolutely Me? He's got related there to... Steps in Time, part of the Forgot You family. Is that your best yearling you're taking to Easter?
There are actually three really nice fillies, two fillies and the colt. The colt, the Super Seth colt, he's a half brother to a Group 1 winner already, and then the other half sister, you know, she's won pretty impressively, and we hope to have collected her. She's with David Brightoak, and we hope to have collected a bit of black type by now before the sale, but unfortunately she had a little bit of a setback with pulling a shoe and stepping on it, so you'll probably see her up at Brisbane. But but the Absolutely Me filly, yeah, she's a lovely, lovely, lovely filly, and it's not usually a family that we sell fillies out of. We've retained the first three, so that's why this filly is being taken to Easter and offered for sale. And the other Savaville filly, hasn't got the pedigree in the same, it's the same level as the Absolutely Me filly, but she's an absolute beast on type. Once again, the mare's it's a four filly in a row, and she's had another filly at foot, and we're going to keep that one. So that's okay. Why this one's been offered for sale, and right. She's a beast. Yeah,
yeah. And just I know he's not going to your farm, but how important is it to get a horse like Paddington heading to New Zealand?
Yeah, sensational, obviously sensational racehorse, and you know, like the side we've plotted away here in New Zealand over the last, I don't know, 20 years, but yeah. Certainly 10 years where things you know, haven't been so rosy, and you know, we've toiled away with the horses like we talk about, like Super Seth and that sort of thing. But you know, just the way things are picking up and going here, it gives people confidence, and with stallions like Paddington coming in here. That just shows that it's all worthwhile, and you know, gives us an opportunity to breed to a sensational racehorse.
All right then, mate. Have you got a winner for us?
Have I got a winner for us? No, let's wait till Derby Doncaster Day. We've got a really interesting day. Obviously, I Wish I Win. Hopefully, Y Mark, you know, goes